The Green Hornet. He hunts the biggest of all game, public enemies who try to destroy our America.
With his faithful valet Cato, Britt Reed, daring young publisher, matches wits with the underworld, risking his life that criminals and racketeers within the law may feel its weight by the sting of the Green Hornet. Ride with Britt Reed as he races toward another thrilling adventure. The Green Hornet strikes again.
Hurry, Cato! We're out to spike the racetrack racket!
It was just past dawn at the hillside racetrack. The morning mist still hung heavy across the paddock and the stables. Stretched in level layers across the track where the horses were getting their early morning workout. On the rail, a jockey perched a little distance from a heavy-set man.
They're coming around the back stretch now, Jerry. They're coming.
Don't forget to clock him.
That's Firefly in front.
Can't see in this mist.
I know how he sounds when he runs. That's Firefly. Come on, Firefly. Come on, boy. Pick him up, baby. Come on, Firefly.
Talking to me?
Your name Jerry?
It might be.
It's okay. I'm from the newspaper.
Oh, okay.
Where can we talk?
Well, what's the matter with right here?
The kid. We don't want any leaks. We want to keep this story exclusive. Get it?
Okay. We can go over toward the stable.
Right with you. Plenty foggy, ain't it?
Here they come! Here they come! I got the clock on Firefly! Got it! Jerry, I got the time. Firefly did a mile in one... Jerry! Gosh, he ain't here.
Okay. It says nobody to listen now.
I didn't expect you so soon.
The newspaper goes to press. Boss didn't want any story to miss the first edition. This better be good. I ain't used to getting up so early. Shoot.
Oh, mister, I like horse racing, see? I've been around racetracks since I was old enough to stub my toe on a horseshoe. I worked as jockey, trainer, handler, starter, groom.
Yeah, never mind the personal history, huh?
I don't get you.
Just give me the facts.
Well, mister... Firefly is a favorite to cop the big race.
The Centralia Stakes?
Yeah.
Is that your story? Everybody knows that.
Oh, wait, Willie. You're beating the start. Firefly is the favorite, but there's going to be some dirty work.
Go ahead.
I got it straight. The race is going to be fixed.
Fixed, huh? Don't Wallaby own Firefly?
Oh, Wallaby is as straight as a string. I don't mean him. He never done anything crook in his life. I mean professional gamblers. That's why I call the paper.
You know a lot, don't you?
I've been around. You don't talk like a newspaper man. How do I know you're from the Sentinel?
Where else did I be from?
I don't know. Got one of them press cards?
I left it home. Now, come on.
Say, maybe you ain't a newspaper man at all. I tell you, you get your press card and I'll talk.
Don't be nuts, I tell you.
What in... Who's that?
I'm called Mr. X.
Mr. X? I thought that was a gag. The Sentinel carries stories about Mr. X, but I thought...
Tell us what you thought, Jerry. Tell us everything. Hear that car coming along the road? There'll be more people around soon. The sun will burn away the fog. Tell us everything.
You, this fella, he ain't a newspaper man. He ain't a newspaper man at all.
Better watch where you're driving, Reed.
I wish I could, Axford. This fog is still very heavy. You're the one who got that phone call last night?
Yeah, Reed. I was sitting in the city room when the phone rings. I picks it up and says it's the Sentinel. Fellow whispers to come to the track around dawn and ask for Jerry. He says he wants to tell us about a racetrack scheme, a crooked scheme.
Just ask for Jerry, huh?
That's all, just Jerry. Golly, Reed, you could have knocked me over with a feather bed when you said you'd come along with me this morning. And so early.
That's nice this time of the morning, Axford.
It will be when the fog lets up. Hey, slow down. That looks like something up ahead.
Yes.
It's a string of horses.
Coming in from Exeter. Hello.
Oh, is that you, Jerry? Oh, I thought you were Jerry.
No, son. We're looking for a man named Jerry. That's a fine-looking horse you've got.
That's Firefly. Jerry and I were watching him do a mile, but when I turned around, Jerry was gone. First time he ever walked right away in the middle of a timing.
We're from the Sentinel. He was expecting it.
Oh, that's odd. You don't know where he's gone?
No, sir.
He just wandered off?
Well, I had a kind of feeling someone was talking to him, but I was so excited clocking Firefly, I didn't notice. Firefly worked a mile in 1:38.
I see. Well...
Look, steady, Firefly. Please, hold it close. Over for a shot.
Over this way. Come on, Axford.
Firefly, stop that cutting up. Stop it. Who'd be shooting this time of day?
Over this low fence, Axford.
This doggone fog.
It's running out, Axford. We...
Suffering snakes.
Axford, this man's been shot.
Laying on the ground.
Roll him over so he can see his face.
Golly.
Poor fellow. He's dead, Axford.
Firefly was nervous. I came as fast. Mister! Mister, that's Jerry!
Jerry! You mustn't cry, son.
Jerry! Jerry's dead!
Please, everybody, stay out. You're about to get me. Stay out.
I came as soon as I heard the terrible news. You must be Mr. Reed.
You're Wallaby?
Yes, sir. Bob. Bobby, I reckon you best get down to the tack room, eh?
I can't do anything now.
Well, of course you can. You took Firefly back to his stall, didn't you? Brushed him down, fixed him up fine. I want somebody to check over his saddle and stuff.
Jerry's dead. Murdered.
Yeah, Bobby. There's nobody I can trust now except you. You understand?
I'll do it.
Yes. Yeah. Eh, he'll feel a heap sight better without something to do.
Mr. Wallaby, how was your groom killed?
Was it murder?
He called a sentinel last night. He said the Centralia stakes is fixed. He'd give us the inside story.
Fixed? Oh, it can't be.
We couldn't learn a thing over the phone.
That's impossible. Firefly is the favorite, and there's not a chance of him losing. It couldn't be fixed. Jerry must have been killed in some private quarrel.
I sent my reporter back to the paper. There wasn't a single clue to the murderer.
A fixed horse race. The racing commission investigates everything. It's not possible.
Well, that might be for me.
Ooh. Hello? Mr. Reed. Oh, just a second. Here you are, sir.
Hello?
Hello. Boss. Lowry talking.
Lowry? Is Axford there?
Just came in with the news, boss. He said you wanted me to call.
Anything stirring?
Tell Reed I'm talking to the police department right now, Lowry. I got him on this other phone.
Okay, Axford.
Boss, Axford's got the police. What about our headline on
that? Got to get a group penciling
the copy.
Hello. Hello, Brian. How about it? You ain't even got a clue. Ah, suffering snake. What's the police department for? Can you beat that, Casey? The cops don't know nothing.
Do you?
Huh?
All that murder happened almost under your nose.
Darling, we couldn't see nothing. There was a fog, Casey.
Sure, and you have a fog in your mind, too. How do you expect the police to dig up news when you couldn't?
Yeah, I see what you mean.
The boss wants a human interest John on Jerry. Get off my desk, Axford. Start spilling, Axford, while I set up page one.
All right, what's lit a fire under you? What did Mr. Reed say?
Did you ever hear of Mr. X?
This murder?
The boss said it's not for publication because it can't be proved yet, but he told me. The Rossiter gang's behind that killing.
Racetrack gamblers?
Yes, it's good to guess as any.
But you said Mr. Rex was...
Why not? The boss figures the Rossiter mob, and he figures Mr. Rex is behind the Rossiter mob. And, sister, my money says he's right. Come on, Axford, stop mumbling. Give!
I can't play no cards. Feel me out.
Seaton here.
Hey, come on, you guys.
Logan. Hey, Russ.
Me too.
I seen you give me the high sign.
I'm in my office. Just got a phone call from the head man.
Who is this Mr. X, Rossiter?
He says he talked to you when you killed Jerry this A.M.
Yeah.
You didn't see him?
No, too foggy. He gave me the office to pull the trigger.
Okay, forget it.
Oh, yeah?
No cracks. It don't pay to keep thinking about Mr. X, see?
Listen, Rossiter, let me ask you one thing. When you came out of the state pen, right away you built up a gang. You went into prison broke, but you had plenty after. Did you get that dough in prison? Did you get it from Mr. X?
Make your own answers. You don't get any from me.
Listen, I done murder. I got a right.
You're getting paid. Shut up. Now, you ready for orders?
Okay.
Who knows that Firefly horse?
Jerry did.
Jerry's dead. Jockey?
He's bringing a new boy on from the coast. He won't see Firefly till he gets the boot up into the saddle before the race.
Yeah, which is the day after tomorrow.
So?
The Sentinel and all the rest of the newspapers call that murder a personal quarrel, Logan. That doesn't say nothing about maybe it's a gambling syndicate job.
It's the anger, Rossiter. Let's have it.
We got a whole room full of phones behind this other door, Logan. I just give all the boys orders. Listen.
Hey, Chicago, play 10,000 on the nose.
What did we get on
the
yeah.
Yeah. Number one, make it 5G.
All right.
You get it? The boys are laying the bankroll on Stingerita Cup at Centralia Stakes day after tomorrow.
Rossiter, you gone nuts? They stewards will be watching. Stingery can't come close to Firefly.
We ain't using dope.
You better not. They'll spot it fast.
Firefly won't be in that race.
Huh?
Come on, we'll get down to the garage. I want to show you something. Mr. Rex told me to do it tonight. That means just you and me. That way there won't be no slip-up. Good thing I had you planted at the racetrack, watching all of them. You might never have spotted Jerry making that phone call.
We're doing what tonight?
Take a gander, Logan.
It's a horse thing.
Yeah, with a horse in it.
Well, Rossiter, that horse. That's Firefly.
No, it ain't.
It is Firefly.
No, it ain't, Logan. That's Firefly's brother. Dead ringer for him, huh?
Well, I swear it was the same horse.
Sure. So would everybody that sees him in a big race. Firefly's a sure winner, Logan. But this horse can't run worth a lick. Now, with him in instead of Firefly, Stingaree wins in a cakewalk. That's what we're fixing tonight. We're going out to the racetrack tonight. We're leaving this horse and we're taking Firefly away. You get it?
Mr. Rick, you sure we do wise things? It's very dangerous coming here to racetrack.
And it's dark. We can stay outside. Stable's dark. We leave the car here. Take a look. Cato.
Mr. Blitz, what is horse walking for this time, night?
Look, over there.
They've taken the truck. Mr. Blitz, something very strange. We must go after
him. No, Cato.
But, Mr. Blitz,
this way.
This way, go to stable, Mr. Blitz. What about truck? What about horse?
I want to see Firefly stall.
I don't understand. It's all right, sir. There's Firefly. He's not been taken away. I'm so much relieved.
Wait a minute, Cato. There's something
there!
Else.
There! I told you somebody was at Firefly stall. I see him. He's wearing the mask.
Cato, quick. Back to the Black Beauty.
Hurry, go get him! Firefly! Firefly, you all right, boy? Did they do anything to you? Stop that car! Stop him! It's the Green Hornet! It's the Green Hornet!
And the narrow escape of the Green Hornet at the racetrack, the gamblers made the substitution of the horses and got away with the favorite, Firefly. The following morning, at a hideaway far from the racetrack...
Big, raw-boned ape. Kick at me and I'll bust you across the muzzle with this whip again.
Logan, hey, Logan.
Rossiter, this horse gives me the willies. He's tough.
He don't like you. But what's the difference?
I have a clip.
Hey, no, you don't. Got to put it back after his double loses that race.
Orders from Mr. X, I suppose.
Yeah.
Why not get rid of the nag?
Don't be a dope. Someday they'll find out about that switch. I might call off all bets, start an investigation. Now, this way's better.
The dough all placed.
150,000 so far. It's spread all over the country. We'll clean up.
He called on the phone?
Yeah.
And you know all that shooting we heard? You know what it was?
Wasn't it us? You were already on our way.
It was the Green Hornet.
Huh?
Yeah, the Green Hornet. He showed up at the stables. They fired at him, but he took a powder.
What's the Hornet mixing in this for?
I don't know.
Is he a pal of Mr. Rex or what?
You search me. But I think I better head for town. I gotta be on the spot in case there's more dope.
You mean I gotta stay out here?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, but I don't like it.
Oh, it's only for a day and a night. Until tomorrow.
What? Rossiter, that door was open.
Must have been the wind slammed it shut. Nobody out here.
Yeah, nobody now. But I could swear I saw somebody looking in that door. A little guy with a dark skin and wearing a mask.
I tell you, Casey, my theory is that the Green Hornet done that racetrack murder.
Prove it, expert.
Holy crow, I'm going to. Just because the police can't get the answer, that don't mean Michael Atwood.
Excuse me, Mr. Vince.
Kato, what are you doing, Mr. Vince?
He is in?
Well, yes, but he's...
Thank you, please. Hey, wait! You can't go into Lee's office. He's talking on the telephone.
No, yeah? Commissioner, the Daily Sentinel will give you all the help you need.
Mr. Vince, if you please.
I'll call you back, Commissioner. Kato, you trailed the van?
That is true, yes. Like you say, I trailed van in Black Beauty. Then I come back this morning early and put car in hiding place. Mr. Vince, you correct, sir. Gamblers, they steal horse named Firefly. Tonight, we get busy, yes? It's 8 o'clock, Mr. Britt. Now is time for us to go, yes?
There's been a lot of money bet on the second choice horse in tomorrow's race, Cato. Undercover money.
Horse named Stingery?
Yes. If Firefly doesn't run in that race, Cato...
Yes, yes, Mr. Britt. It make much money for Crooked Gambler. Is it not so?
We've got to put Firefly back in that race.
I understand, Mr. Britt. And we must do it without Gambler know about it, yes? If not so, then they withdraw all their money.
The car's below.
Black Beauty, let it travel. Should I open the sliding panel to go hiding place of car?
The sliding panel opened. Carrying the Hornet mask and the gas weapon, Britt Reed and Cato stepped through. Then went along a narrow passage built within the wall of the apartment house itself. A passage that led directly to the adjoining building. Seen from the street, this building looked abandoned, deserted. But within stood the sleek, super-powered Black Beauty, streamlined car of the Green Hornet. Britt Reed crossed the concrete floor, swiftly seated himself behind the wheel of the huge auto. Cato slipped in beside him. The door slammed, the motor roared. As the great car leaped forward, a section of the wall slid up on oiled hinges, and the Black Beauty rushed into the darkness and the night.
Called Rogan has retired for night.
Where was the horse kept?
Barn over this way. The van was inside.
We'll have to see if...
Mr. Britt, door to stable, it's wide open. Van is gone. I think when I leave here that maybe I was seen. Perhaps Rogan gets nervous. Perhaps he go away fast.
Gone.
The horse was here. He also gone. What shall we do?
Cato, look, tire tracks. Back to the car. We've got to trail that van. We've got to locate it. Hurry. Heading west, Logan.
Look, Mr. X. Rossiter told me to stay there, but I know I've seen someone looking in this morning. If you hadn't dropped around, I might have taken a powder anyway.
5 miles further, there's an abandoned farm. Use that.
What about Rossiter?
I'll let Rossiter know. Careful, you fool. Don't waste time stealing glances at me.
You've got your hat pulled down, your coat collar turned up. I can't get a good look at you, Mr. X. Here, yeah, there's a car. Way behind us, but coming fast.
A car?
Hey, what's the idea?
I'm getting off here, Logan. I can't afford to be in any trouble.
No, no.
Get your brakes off. Get rolling. Lose him. It's a Green Hornet.
Lose him? That's all I got to do with sex. He ducks out and he leaves me. Hey, is that the Green Hornet? The Green Hornet. I got to find a place where I can turn off the road. Drive with no lights. I got coming like a streak. I can't get any place. Stop. Lock it out. If the wreck can do it, why not?
End of the line, Logan. It's up right to the truck.
Slow down.
I'll knock that mask off.
You're asking for it?
I got it. Yes.
The wheel.
Mr. Britt, that very narrow escape. Truck go very fast. I see you give him gas.
Take a look at the horse. Firefly, easy, boy. We're taking you back where you belong.
What do we do with Crook?
Pull him off and leave him at the side of the road.
Yes, sir. Mr. Britt.
Well?
Mr. Britt, truck go very fast. Horse bounce around inside. Maybe when we get him to race, him not so fast anyway. Maybe him lose race anyway, yes?
We've no time to waste. We got to get working fast.
What is?
Just work, Lowry. Just plain old-fashioned work.
I don't suppose the boss is in.
This early in the morning? Don't be silly.
Oh, it's too bad you're a slave to that typewriter, Casey. Sun is shining, the little breezes are breezing, and your pal Lowry is off to the races.
How come? You're supposed to be a reporter.
Well, the best.
I thought a reporter worked. When do you play the horses instead of the news?
Well, once they go together. Here are my ducats. Free passes. And that's my assignment. Gunnigan gave it to me just now. I'm covering the Centralia Stakes for the Daily Sentinel.
I'll bet Axford is burning.
He will be when he finds out. You know his job? He's supposed to be watching Rossiter. He covers the crime angle and I cover the race. I'll tell you all about it, Casey, when I get back.
You won't have to, Larry.
Oh, boss.
Mr. Reed, good grief, what are you doing in so early? Or didn't you sleep?
Yeah, you do look sort of washed out, boss. You've been out all night.
Lowry, you have two tickets. Who goes with you?
Well, I haven't asked anyone yet, boss. I just got them from Gunnigan.
Okay. I'm giving you the day off, Miss Case. You're going to the races. Cato, keep talking. I'm alone.
I at the racetrack, Mr. Bibb. I watched Rossiter very close.
Does he suspect?
I believe nobody suspects we change horses back to original form, if you please. However, there is still 1 hour before race begins. What can happen?
Logan?
Logan, not yet arrived at racetrack. It's wrong walk from country, yes?
Fine, Cato. Stick around and see the things are going.
Hey, Reed, come around.
Goodbye, Cato. I'll see you later.
You won't have time to see nobody later, Reed. You got to come out to the racetrack. I was just talking to Mr. Wallaby, and I come right in for you.
I thought you were watching Rossiter.
Ah, Rossiter. Fuffer's name. Who gives a hoot about that hoodlum? Wallaby just got to town. He took one look at his horse Firefly and hit the ceiling. Reed, he said it ain't the right horse.
Mr. Reed, I could swear this horse in Firefly's stall is not Firefly. Look, he's got a bruise across his muzzle, a mark from the butt of a whip. I'm positive no one hit Firefly.
That's right. He didn't have it yesterday.
What's the matter, Wallaby? You backing out? You scared your horse won't make a good showing? Anybody can see that Firefly.
Rossiter, I've heard rumors that you plunged heavily on this race.
Sure. I bet on Stinger Reed. I think he's going to take it.
This horse couldn't be Firefly.
Looks the same.
Yes, but... Firefly had a brother, the same sire and the same dam.
Gosh, maybe this is that other horse. They look just as much alike as two peas.
Fixing your alibis ahead of time, huh, Wallaby? Come on, Wallaby, scratch your horse. Either way, I win.
If this horse isn't Firefly, it doesn't stand a chance. Why should I put my jockey up on a horse that can't run for...
What are you going to do?
We are going to race him, Bobby. It's too late to do anything else.
That's close.
He's nervous. Firefly was never nervous.
Oh, gosh, Axford, I can't look.
They're ready. They're ready. They're ready.
Get off!
Yeah.
Keep your eyes on Stingaree, Wallaby. Your knight hasn't got a chance.
Get out of here.
Sure. See you at the finish line.
What's it for, Julie?
Oh, hello, Logan. You come down? Hey, what are you doing here?
That's Firefly out there.
What? Are you batty? Firefly's up safe.
Oh, no engine, no horn, they got him. He gassed me. That's on my way to town. You got to call up those bears.
Call them off, will you, dummy? They're at the half already.
At the half. It's war cry. War cry by a head. Chickle in second place,
right
ahead of Stingaree, then Black Abbott,
fourth,
and Firefly in fifth place.
Well, it's Firefly, I tell you. That horse
out there
is Firefly.
Get out of my hair, Logan. Touch him out. When this race is over, we'll go out behind the stable. I want to talk to you. Yeah, I want to talk to you. Win, lose, or draw.
At the three-quarter post, War Cry still in front. Stingaree moving up fast to the inside.
Yarid, remember, you're watching Rossiter.
Okay, I'll keep one eye on him and one on the race.
Come on, Firefly!
Stingaree has the rail. Warcry, here comes Firefly. He's coming up on the inside. He's coming fast on the inside. Stingaree's on the wing. He's driving. But Firefly is closing in. Closing in. Stingaree's done. Stingaree's done. It's Firefly. Firefly opening a gap. Two legs, three legs.
Over and Stingaree lost. Stingaree lost, and I lose my 150,000. Take it to the cleaner.
Ain't
I
lost
for that? Mr. X out of it. Logan, I'm sunk on lips. I got a good mind to tell a cop that was you that murdered that groom. You'd go to the fair.
No, you can't. You go with me. You gave the orders. Listen, I couldn't stop the Green Hornet. He's out after Mr. X.
That's why... between you and me, get it? The Hornet won't ever get Mr. X. Forget that. But I'm going to choke you within an inch of your life. You're all right for wiping up bums like Jerry, but when it comes to a job with...
You're going to get knocked out, Rossiter. We heard everything. The law can take care of you now.
You two rats are under arrest for murder.
Perhaps you were listening.
Yeah, mister. You talk too loud. You both talk too loud.
Hey, Casey, you got a camera? I want to take a picture of those two skunks. It'll look good on page one.
I brought my camera, Lowry, but don't forget the credit for this story goes to the Green Hornet. Remember that when you write the story.
Originate in the studios of WXYZ Detroit and are sent to you every Saturday at the same time. They are copyrighted features of the Green Hornet Incorporated. All characters, names, places, and incidents used in this drama are purely fictitious. Myron Wallace speaking. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.